Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I sure hope you can help me today.
Okay.
My niece completed her degree and became a doctor. And then she got accepted to a hospital as a resident. And then they fired her for being deaf.
Ooh. So she made it all the way through undergraduate, graduate school, medical school, and an internship, and she was and did fine, and they fired her because she was deaf?
Yeah.
Was she deaf all along, or was this a recent problem, or has she been deaf from birth?
All along, from birth. But she speaks really well. She's extraordinarily intelligent. She got a degree in physiotherapy. Sure. She do all her things. And
I don't know. I mean, I think you're asking me, does she have a legal issue?
No, I'm not. I'm asking you if she doesn't ever get to go to her residency and become a real doctor, what can you do with a degree, doctor's degree?
Well, she already has. Yeah, she already has a degree as a physician, and she's already probably done an internship. It's a good question, and I'm not sure that I know the answer. I would probably check with her medical school, but I'm sure that... First of all, I'm not sure that it's legal for someone to have fired her for her residency unless she lied on an application form. So if I were she, I would go to the dean of the medical school right now and ask, first of all, go ahead.
She's gone on to a human rights complaint.
Okay.
That would take five.
But I would go and talk with the dean of the medical school because he or she's going to have much more specific information about, first of all, perhaps job opportunities. For example, living in a auditorily challenged community, for example, might make her a huge advantage. I don't know if it's legal that's a legal question, and I would certainly go to something faster than human rights. I would go talk with the dean of the medical school. I would find out what her legal options are. I would find out what her work options are and what she can do without a residency or where she can get a residency. I don't think I'd give up on a residency yet. So, I mean, the first issue is a legal one. The second, and I would go much more directly than human rights violation. I would go, it's EEOC, it's very likely illegal to do that. Second of all, I would talk to the medical school and find out what other options she has and pursue a residency. I don't think I would have her give up on a residency yet. It sounds like she's extraordinary to be able to get through all of those. I mean, medical school is not easy, and she got through an internship.
Twice.
Well, but
it
so what?
Twice.
I mean, that... I would have her go talk to the dean of the medical school right now, and any medical school probably has a law school attached to it, and get them both involved. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I found some what turned out to be like edible pot Rice Krispie treats in my daughter's backpack, along with a couple of lighters and some rolling papers, and I wasn't sure what they were, so I met with the school counselor and crisis counselor to find out what they were, and they explained to me what they were. And so now, of course, my daughter is really mad at me that I went to the counselor, but I feel like she's the one who should be in trouble, that she was going to go to school with drugs in her backpack. And so I just kind of want to know, where do I go from here? This happened Sunday night, so Monday was when I went met with the counselor, so now we're at Tuesday.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
14. She's in ninth grade.
Yikes. What was her explanation about all this? Was there ever an explanation, or was she just mad at you?
It's not mine. I was holding it for my friend so she wouldn't get in trouble from her dad.
Okay. Well, hopefully, how did you happen to be going through her backpack?
Well, like a week prior to that, my a girlfriend of hers' father called me and said that they had posted a Vine, one of those little videos of them smoking pot. And so he told me about it, and I addressed it, and she said, he's wrong, it wasn't us, you know, once again, denial. So then I saw the backpack out, I was still a little curious, and then I, you know, then I found this. So she didn't get much punishment the first time because I thought I didn't see the video myself. I kind of have to take her word for it. It was the first I had ever heard of any of this. But then, you know, not even a week later is when I, or probably a week later is when I went through the backpack.
Right. She's going to ask the perfectly legitimate question, is how come you didn't come to me first before you went to the counselor?
She did.
And what'd you say?
And I said, she said, why didn't you just ask me? And I said, would you have told me the truth? And she didn't answer.
Okay. How does your kid do in school?
She's a straight-A student, and
great.
Just in the past less than 6 months has been starting to hang out with a really bad crowd. She had tried out for volleyball and didn't make the team, and ever since then, she's really, I'm very concerned with this new group of friends.
Be careful about that. It's no more productive for you to criticize her friends than it was for your mom to criticize yours or your dad to criticize yours. So you have to be careful about that. How have her grades been? I know we're new into the semester, but how's she doing now?
Great.
Okay. Here's what I do. I'd sit your kid down. How many kids do you have?
Three.
What are the ages of the other two?
16 and 11. She's very
okay.
Much in the middle.
Yeah, I was. That really holds true, doesn't it? I would sit her down and say, look, Cookie, you do very well in school. You're really putting yourself in jeopardy on at least three different bases right now. Number one, me. You know, if I can't trust you, the next 4 years of your life are going to be a lot more difficult than if the two of us can trust each other. Well, I'd start before that of saying, look, whether you're holding him for a friend or not, you're in a car. At some point, if you get busted with this, it means that you probably are going to have a harder time getting into graduate school. You can't go into law. You can't go into the law. You can't run for office. Is this really something? You know, I know it's not unusual for kids to be curious and experiment. And you're saying, well, pot, alcohol, neither are legal. You're underage, so you know, get over it. When you're 18, you can use whatever kind of substance you want. But I'm not going to trust you. School's not going to trust you, and you're going to have a harder time getting into. You're going to limit your options, and you're a smart kid. Is this something you really want to do? And that's what I would sort of do at this moment, because the good news is this is a smart kid. She probably has goals for herself. And rather than sort of get into an argument about whose it is or who she's holding and whether pot is worse than alcohol, you know, those are all stupid, senseless arguments, that she's really putting herself in some kind of jeopardy for no particular reason. And that she has to make, you know, that if she gets sneaky enough, that she may be able to fool you. But is this really something, is it really worth the risk that she's putting herself in? And that's what I do, because bottom line is, you're not going to be able to control her behavior. She's fairly good at lying. She's a middle child. She figures this is a way of getting a lot of attention. She can't be as smart or as sophisticated as her older sibs. She can't be as cute as her younger sibs, so she'll be the pot stir. And also figure out, say to her, listen, let's figure out some way to spend time together so I'm not asking you, you know, what illegal substance you're using, so the two of us can have a reasonable relationship. What would you like me to do about this?
Do you guys realize there was a terrible pun in there about being the pot stirrer? Nobody knows that but me, huh? See, I have an unconscious that just sort of bubbles up. Yeah, I mean, look, our first impulse in dealing with our kids is to scold, right? I mean, because that's what our parents did with us. It's not going to be any more effective when you do it with your kids than it was when your parents did with you. So what you need to do is figure out, and again, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but it works better than anything else, is to sort of figure out what worked with you, what your parents said or did that worked, and what stuff just sort of got that look in your eye where, right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Okay, should we do some more questions from Facebook? Would that be a great idea?
I think so.
Well, good.
Let's go to Peggy.
Let's go to Peggy. I was just thinking we should go to Peggy.
Peggy says a couple things, actually. She says, you mentioned dreams last week. That's one thing she'd like to be maybe talked about soon.
Okay.
Also, she asked the question, is it in your line of work, Dr. Jordan, to discuss parents of alcoholic children? the heroin epidemic that is wreaking havoc across the U.S. So a couple things that she has questions.
All right, well, let's do them one at a time, all right? The first one is about dreams. Yeah, it's one of my favorite topics, and I used to do it much more frequently. I'm not sure why I haven't done it for a while, but we can certainly do it. That the problem is it really requires people to call rather than to Facebook me or send me an email, because there are often details that I need that I just can't get from a summary of it, because people have different ideas about what dreams actually mean, heavy italics, everywhere from predicting the future to basically a computer dump. Did you see the thing that the FCC ruled on the neutrality of the internet today? I'm not sure exactly what it means, but they did. We'll come back to that in a moment. At any rate, so the dreams range anywhere from being predictive, and people used to think people who dreamt were possessed, they could see the future, to just it's your brain's way of just dumping, just. I'd probably believe somewhere in the middle. I don't think dreams are predictive per se, but that we can sometimes feel deja vu, which is that we've sort of experienced this before. But if you think about it, if somebody's going on a trip and you see them leaving or in trouble or even a plane crash, I mean, those are not completely unpredictable kinds of events. And what I encourage people who think that they have those abilities to foresee the future in their dreams to write them down, and to write them down as specifically as possible, because writing down something awful happened to Aunt Maud, and Aunt Maud is 94. I don't know what exactly what that means, folks. So if you think, because most often people who have those dreams that they think are predictive are scared silly of them. And it's almost that they feel that because they dreamt it, that they caused it to happen. So there is that kind of scary linkage. If you're one of those people, you can certainly call me about it, or just write it down, and write it down specifically. Put the date on it, put all the details you can remember. If you, again, the more abstract you as the more abstract the dream, whether you remember it accurately or not, the more likely it is to have some reality, just because it's so abstract. Saying someone died, okay, what does that mean? Of course, someone dies all the time, and if you've got a whole bunch of relatives who are over 100, it's going to increase the possibility that someone that you know died. So number one, I don't think that they're predictive per se. On the other hand, I think there are that us. My favorite way of thinking about dreams is just us whispering in our own ear. First of all, think of all the times you thought, I'm not going to get on that plane because it's going to crash, and you're still alive to talk about it, so it didn't crash. I think that dreams are most useful. Let me use that word. In viewing ourselves as a link to parts of ourselves that we don't usually have access to, us whispering in our own ears. So dreams tend to be highly symbolic often, unless you're me, and then there's no point of having a symbol because you interpret your dreams anyway. I interpret my dreams, so why have a symbol? What am I going to do, confuse myself? I don't think so, any more than I usually do. So they often are symbolic. The unconscious has no negatives, so things you want to happen, things you don't want to happen, things you're not sure about, can all appear essentially like the internet, the same typeface. Dreams can be very intense. Again, things you want to happen, things you don't want to happen, things that might happen, things that will not happen, things that have happened, all get mixed up together. It's kind of a roiling boil of emotion, but it can be very useful. And often it's not only remembering all the details of your dreams, because quite often the real meaning of the dream is in the details, but also how you felt when you woke up. Were you tired? Were you exhausted? Were you frightened? Were you happy? Were you relieved? So those kinds of emotional valence are very important. If you're not used to dreaming, or you don't think you remember your dreams, it turns out about 80 to 85% of the population dreams 80 to 85% of the time, which means most people dream most of the time. Most people dream in color rather than black and white, and nobody's sure why the distinction. Nobody's sure why there's some people who don't dream. My guess is, again, it's more access than you dream or not dream. One of the ways of getting better access to your dreams, because it's kind of cheap thrills, right? It's like being in your own glass-bottom boat wandering around in your psyche, is keep a paper and pencil beside your bed and write down everything. And you hear me talk about the more specific you can be in terms of the details, the symbols, everything else, how you felt, how old you were, what was going on in the dream, the better you'll be able to interpret them. And after, even people who think that they don't dream usually can conjure up a dream after about 2 or 3 weeks of doing this. Do it before you get out of bed. And so don't stretch, don't do anything, because it seems that physical activity disrupts dream work. I actually had a friend who did some work on acetylcholine, which is the goo that sort of is, well, it's not actually the goo, it's actually the transmitter on nerve endings. But there does seem to be something that is secreted in mammals, at least, and she did work on lobsters, so I guess it's more than mammals, that in at the end of nerve endings, so that those impulses aren't transmitted so we can sleep. And so quite often people have the notion when they've been dreaming that they're swimming through jello, or they can't quite find their voice, or and sometimes they're tangled in their bed sheets. But that does seem to be that the half-life of this goo is about 30 seconds, so that you can, the half-life meaning half of it's gone in 30 seconds, which means half of it remains in 30 seconds, and in the next 30 seconds, another half of it's gone. So you can see that there's somewhat of a lag between your consciousness and your ability to move. And that can really scare the living daylights out of people sometimes. So all this being, write it down and see what you can learn from it. Sometimes our unconscious will help us make decisions about a job or relationship or a kid or whatever. And again, the details are what's really important. So if you have a dream that you'd like me to take a look at, and recurring dreams seem to be particularly interesting because they are quite often divorced in terms of time and space from the original trigger. That most people, they did a study probably 30 years ago now at the Yale Daily about people's stress dreams, and the one where you can't open your locker or you studied for the French exam and it's a math exam are really important. Consistent, common, recurring dreams. But obviously, those are stress dreams, and you can have them 30 years later where you're not going to school anymore, but they're the stress dream. And I think most of us who've been in school for any length of time have them at some point. Oh, my goodness, I used to wake up on Saturday and think, oh, my God, what am I going to talk about in my program today? So, all right, so that's dreams. So what was number 2?
Peggy's second question was your thoughts on the heroin epidemic that is wreaking havoc across the United States.
Well, again, the heroin, I guess we'll answer that next point. Heroin is certainly reemerging, but cocaine has been around. It's still alcohol, folks, still alcohol. And it's legal, not if you're under whatever it is, 18 or something, 21, depending on the state. But it's still the major drug of abuse. We'll come back and talk about that in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-99-3765. Okay, we're in the last half hour of the program, so if you need to call me right now. Do not waste the last 4 seconds. All right, so we were talking about the heroin epidemic, and I'm saying, okay, that it's still, I mean, it's worrisome, but heroin has sort of come and gone in this country for years. It is still not the major drug of abuse. The major drug of abuse is still alcohol. Okay, will be, has been for a long time, will be historically, and it's legal, which is, of course, somewhat of a problem. And it turns out that that binge drinking is back. That I think part of it is just every generation tries to figure out a different way of making the older people really unhappy with them. Okay, let's keep going. The next one was parents of adult children who are alcoholics.
Yeah, she says. She asked, is it in your line of work to discuss parents of alcoholic children?
Yeah, I mean, the first place to look is to see whether or not you have alcohol in your alcoholism in your family. There are lots of organizations and books written about adult children of alcoholics, which is the opposite, isn't it? It's your parents were alcoholics. So the place to start with, if your children are alcoholics, is looking both to you and their other parent, and then several generations back. And understand that alcoholism, in theory, the definition should be very straightforward. Somebody who has a problem with alcohol. But in practice, it turns out to be a little more complicated than that. In that, if I'm a teetotaler, and you have, Manny and I go out, and he has one drink, and I'm just really unhappy about that, does that mean he's an alcoholic? Does that mean he has a problem with alcohol, or I have a problem with alcohol, or both? Because it may be that he feels, you know, that I've said to him, Manny, it's really important to me that you don't take a drink. And he does it anyway. Does that mean he's an alcoholic? Possibly. Could also be he's just doing some acting out. Could it be that he's just, he has no problem controlling alcohol. He just decided I wasn't going to push him around, or I hadn't said anything about it. So he is going to have a drink, and I'm just really upset about it. Because maybe I have a previous boyfriend who was an alcoholic, or maybe my father was an alcoholic, or maybe I am an alcoholic. So does that mean that he's an alcoholic because I have a problem with his drinking? Not necessarily. So it's a little more complicated term than you would guess at first blush. And some of the criteria is you ever had a blackout, that you feel that alcohol changes your personality. Who among us doesn't think alcohol changes the personality? I mean, even I, who can drink almost nothing at all, get sillier. My criteria is much simpler than that. It's just, can you go a month without any problems of not drinking? If you can't, you got a problem, baby cakes. Even if you can't, it doesn't mean you don't have a problem, but it means it's less likely. But if you can't go a month without a drink, you got a problem. All right, so that was adult children of alcoholics. So parents, you know, I think part of it, this is part of a larger issue, is where does our responsibility toward our children stop? And where is their independence begin? And I've said before, looking to your own parents and how you find your independence from them. And every time I get sort of unhappy with my daughter because she lives far away from me, I realize that I live farther away from my mom than she does from her mom. So it sort of moderates things. And it's not because I don't love my mom, and I don't think it's because she doesn't love me. It's just that that I viewed independence as survival, and I raised my daughter to be independent. And so you're going to have some resonance about that. At some point, depending on how old your children are, you may have to just say, I won't, in the same way that you do with an next door neighbor that you think has a problem with alcohol, you don't serve them alcohol. You try to not go places that serve alcohol. So they're, and if they show up drunk, you don't let them in, even your own kid or your neighbor. Nagging them will not work. Getting yourself to an Al-Anon meeting, because everybody in Al-Anon loves somebody who has a drinking problem, may be a much more effective thing to do than nagging. So hopefully that tells you more what not to do than what to do. Okay, what else?
Luby has a question. How do you deal with problematic / estranged fathers? Do people have a relationship with their fathers?
Do people have a relationship with their fathers? Yes. Estranged. We go through periods of time in our life where we feel that we didn't get what we wanted. We feel that someone has done us wrong. We feel that somebody doesn't understand us. We feel that they're toxic. I mean, those are all presumably similar situations. And at some point we decide, especially with a parent, that the likelihood of them surviving us is not very high. And therefore, if we don't want to be left holding a huge amount of guilt, that maybe we need to figure out some path to at least neutrality. And understand that you may not have had the perfect father, but you may not have been the perfect daughter. And all you can do is try. You can only do your part. But understand that not resolving issues with your parents means you're going to be left holding a huge pile of icky stuff, because they're much more likely to predecease us. And guilt is a terrible thing to be left with. So that's number one. Do something about it. Be active about it. And don't sort of fall on the rationalization of, well, they're the parent, you're a grown-up, do something about it. Figure out how you want to have the relationship go forward. Try not to look back. Making somebody apologize for the fact that they were a crappy parent is not a way to have a positive relationship going forward. See if you can find neutral things that both of you like doing together. And four, remind yourself that that person underneath their momness and their dadness is an individual that's going to have all their own sort of quirks and talents and weaknesses. And if you can view them more as a next-door neighbor, a third cousin twice removed, you may be in better shape. But the motivating factor through all this should be, I think, that you don't really want to be left feeling guilty about it, because then there's no way out of it. Okay.
Sue Ellen has the question, why at 70-plus years of age does one suddenly get panic attacks or anxiety?
Well, panic attacks or anxiety can come up at any point. It may be that it's a good question to ask and where the first time it happened. And it may have been at a funeral. It may be, first of all, let me back up. Undo the psychology part of me for just a minute and put the medical school background in. If you're experiencing a panic attack for the first time, there's no way that anybody, that me, your cardiologist, that the most erudite and sophisticated person in the world can tell you the difference between a panic attack and a heart attack. So if it's the first time you've had it, do not assume it's a panic attack. Assume it's a heart attack and get yourself some help immediately. Call 911 911. Do not try to drive yourself to the hospital to have somebody else take you and go immediately. Now, if this is the third time in a month this has happened and they've hooked you up to an EKG each time and your heart is perfectly fine, then it's safe to assume it's more likely to be a panic attack. See if you can figure out the first time you had it. And it may have been in a dream, which gets us back to one of the other questions, that people can wake up in the middle of the night, not able to catch their breath, and feeling that they're having a heart attack. And it's almost as likely, again, don't assume, because you're not going to die from anxiety. You can die from a heart attack, obviously, that something in their dream has triggered it. It may be the loss of somebody. It may be worrying about your kid. It may be getting older. But make the assumption the first time you've had it, especially at 70, but at any age, if it's the first time you've had it, don't assume it's an anxiety attack. Assume it's a precursor to a heart attack and get some help immediately and get it checked out. Now, I've been having anxiety attacks, panic attacks, since I was literally about 7 years old and got locked in a vault in the state capitol. So I know what mine are, by and large, unless I get some different symptoms than I've had. So I know what to do, which is to do some square breathing, to try and distract myself, do some Sudoku, go walk around the house, get some water, cool down if I'm too warm. My panic attacks are exacerbated by being too warm. So if I've, for example, if it's the house is really cold and I'm all bundled up at night, I wake up in the middle of the night in a puddle just because I get too warm, I'm much more likely to have an anxiety attack. But I also understand that that's what caused it. So all I need to do is kind of get up, walk around, cool off a little bit. But if you haven't had them before, don't assume that. Finding out when the first time you heard it was. I've also told the example before of it wasn't a panic attack, it was crying. And I was on my way to work and all of a sudden I was crying and couldn't figure out why. And it turned out that the radio station I was listening to, which was a country station, was playing Brian's song from the HBO movie. And Brian, who died, was a football player, and he died of something. I don't remember what he died of, but his wife's name was Joy. And so every time I heard that, I thought, oh my God, he's going to die. But it took me a couple of weeks to figure that out. So be your own archaeologist and see if you can figure out what caused it the first time. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, so we're in our last segment. You want to do an email here?
Let's do it. We got an email from Eugene. Eugene says, "Hi, Dr. Joy, I'm writing you from Moscow, Russia."
Wow. Hi, Gene.
Yeah.
Slava Bogu.
He says, "I don't know if you could answer your listeners from other countries."
Of course I can.
Yeah, of course. He says, "But I have a question which has been bothering me for years. I'm 35 and really can't stand when people eat or drink around me making noises like slurping and the like.
Well, in Russia, there's a lot more slurping going on than there are in the States. Borscht.
He says, it really drives me nuts. I noticed this thing in me when I was a kid, around 10 years old. The most irritating are my mom, friends, and close relatives.
Oh, no.
I can't find any explanation of that. I know you might have one. Anyway, you are amazing. Really appreciate your work. Your Russian fan, Eugene.
Well, Eugene, thank you. Pozhalosta. Bozhemoy. You know, I have limited Russian. All right, so the question is, what to do about it, or where did it come from? I'll tell you what the best thing to do is instead of sitting across from somebody, sit beside them, because then you can chat. I went out with this perfectly nice guy once who was just a charming man, and he had such terrible table manners. I mean, he did all the things we're talking about. He was slurping and chewed with his mouth open. He would talk while he was chewing, so food would come spewing out. And he was a perfectly nice person. It obviously was not going to last forever. You cannot spend your whole life trying to avoid looking at somebody when they're chewing if you're with them forever. But I would sit beside him. So then I could sort of look at something else. I could look at the menu. I could chew. I could tell a joke. I could do anything other than sort of watch my own food, Mount Vesuvius. So that would help. But going back that far, it may be that either I guess the first question, Eugene, is, are there other things? Are you a hypersensitive person? You might be. It would be nice to know what your Apgar score was, but we're probably not going to be able to go back to your birth. But there are people who are just, they have a very highly developed startle response, among other things. And they have kind of an overactive nervous system. It doesn't mean they're necessarily hyperactive, although sometimes they are. And again, somebody's going to mention autism here, which is certainly a possibility of just being super attuned to not everything in the environment, but certain things. But what I would do, Eugene, especially if you're living in Moscow, because Russia has a long respected history of hypnotism. What I would do is I would find myself a good hypnotist and have your hypnotist work on viewing somebody as when they were with terrible table manners as singing a beautiful aria. And it actually can work, because getting hypnosis just gets us in touch with another energy supply. So instead of feeling that these people are irritating and bad-mannered and cattle, you can think of them as being celebrating life and being, go rent Tom Jones, where in the eating scene, the banquet scene, viewing them, and that should cure you of this because that's so over the top, view them as life-affirming and loving and passionate, and maybe that would work. Because this is, again, it's very hard to convince somebody else. I mean, saying to somebody, look, you have the world's worst table manners, is not going to get you invited back, among other things. So that may actually work. Seeing if you can kind of do some square breathing around it, because their bad table manners have now become a trigger for your anxieties and discomfort about it. You can change that. I've told the story before of with my daughter. We were on book tour, and I was very rushed. Book tours are always rushed, and the elevator was broken. So, first of all, I'm not crazy about elevators. I'm a little claustrophobic. I was running late. So, all this anxiety. I hadn't gotten much sleep. So, all the perfect storm for anxiety. And my daughter was sitting there watching her mother fidget. And I went, "Mom," and she just turned to me and she said, can you disconnect? I said, well, that's an interesting word, disconnect. And I thought, I don't know, what if I tried? You know, it's an interesting concept. So I tried disconnecting, and what do you know? And so I literally viewed myself as unplugging from the situation. About 2 weeks later, I was at Fashion Week, which is also a zoo, and it was hot, and people couldn't get in, and there was waiting, and I had invited somebody to come with me, and he was having the same kind of symptoms that I'd had with the elevator, of being very impatient, being very uncomfortable. And I just said to him, very calmly, can you disconnect? And the same thing happened to him. So what I would do is try hypnosis, It may be that there's some underlying issues here, which you can then, once you're sort of out from underneath the burden of this behavior, explore a little bit more carefully. But also just see if you can disconnect. Just see if you can just unplug yourself. And because what you're doing, my suspicion, is when you sit down with a meal with somebody, that you're waiting for them to do that. So even the most minor kind of sip of a glass of water may just set you on edge. Also, look and see if there are other areas of your life where you're just as edgy and just as uncomfortable about stuff. Moscow, huh? Moscow. Been there twice. Been to Moscow twice. I've been to... Well, actually, I suppose I've been to St. Petersburg once and St. Petersburg and Leningrad because of the same city, but they changed the names between the first time I was there and the second time I was there.
Okay.
So there. So I guess, I don't know if that counts as two and out. Probably not.
How is Moscow?
Moscow is really interesting. I like Petersburg, Leningrad much better. It's much prettier. Moscow is kind of like New York or Detroit even.
Okay.
Leningrad is, here's a better example. Moscow is kind of like Toronto and, okay. That Leningrad is much more like Montreal. It's much more beautiful. It's much more laid out. It's farther south. It's less the home of government. So it's kind of like, I would say L.A., except Moscow has nothing to do with L.A. Moscow is kind of a combination of Boston and New York, but does have the vibrancy of New York. It's much more spread out. It's much colder. Leningrad's a fabulous city. Leningrad's one of my favorite cities in the world. People are friendlier as well. Got to speak a little Russian. Anybody who speaks English is probably a spy, which I learned the hard way. Oh, good, I mean, this really interesting person who speaks English. They're a spy. And the first time I was in Russia was, I don't know, a while ago. And then I was like 20 years later, which is probably about 10 years ago or something. And the first time I walked around by myself because I didn't know any better. And there was somebody sort of trailing me around. Oh, I'm sure it was government, just because they're not used. They assume if you can't speak the language, you're going to stay where you're supposed to. And I can speak just enough Russian to say, what kind of girl do you think I am? And I can speak some French, which doesn't work incredibly well. But I wasn't fearful. I figured, you know, I can say American Embassy as quickly as anybody else. The second time, they said, they will have your pants off before they've even removed your belt. You can't wander around by yourself. So Russia had gotten... It was freer, but much more dangerous. So, but I love Moscow. Eugene, thank you, and do try disconnecting. See what you get. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait,
no! Interact with
with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.